Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today, we are invited to think about authority. To think about authority. Who has it? Where does it come from? And how is it exercised? Moses in the desert, drawing water from rocks with God's help and in the view of the traditional elders, and so securing his own authority over the Israelites. Paul, depicting Jesus' authority in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, authority over all from his humble obedience. And finally, Jesus challenging the Pharisees, challenging those traditional elders before whom Moses' authority had been demonstrated those many years before, challenging them to rethink their own ideas of divine authority and human authority and obedience. We are invited to reflect on the issue of authority. And as we reflect on questions of authority, we might consider that, to paraphrase the famous philosopher Forrest Gump, that authority is as authority does. Authority is made manifest by the ministries that are carried out in its name. In this parish of St. John's, we have seen so many examples of faithful ministry: support for refugees, the sock drive, PWRDF rides, and the neighborhood ministry. We are all called to serve, not to rest on our nominal authority or our titular privileges, but to serve, to be a servant of all, and thus to demonstrate the authority of the Holy One whose call we answer, the authority that comes from action. As Homelessness Action Week approaches, and indeed we in the neighborhood ministry have sort of turned this into Homelessness Action Month, as this time approaches, we remember the need for greater service to the homeless. Here at St. John's, the neighborhood ministry is relatively new, but already we are seeing such heartwarming enthusiasm from so many. Over the past 10 years of the neighborhood ministry, we've heard stories from our friends on the street about people in need, about people with moms and dads, and brothers and sisters, and hopes and dreams, but also people for whom the blessings of our modern society have mostly been absent. Absent or abusive parents, absent sometimes deceased siblings, lost hopes, lost dreams. And there have been good news stories. The stories of 50-some long-term homeless neighbors being brought into permanent housing at 17th and Dunbar and 4th and Fir, at Steve's Manor and other facilities in Vancouver. And more recently, the launch of our mobile care unit offering medical and social services to neighbors in need. As you'll see in your bulletin insert and in the pew racks, there have been many great stories about the neighborhood ministry with highlights of street outreach and MCU activities. And you've seen Linwen and Ken in our own parish leading St. John's activities as we become the neighborhood ministry's fourth weekly outreach base. And perhaps you've seen our new website, www.neighborhoodministry.com, which has even more information. So here are just a few examples. We are entering our 10th year. Among the street outreach highlights, we note that several dozen volunteers from the four churches are on our teams that distribute over 600 packets each year, along with clothing and other necessities, to our needy neighbors on the streets. The mobile care unit provides medical referrals and assistance with form filling for housing, for income assistance, for ID retrieval. And I can just tell you that there is just nothing as rewarding as having someone come to you and say, I can't access medical care, I can't access disability benefits because I don't have an ID, and my ID can't be issued to me because I have a birth certificate that was issued in a foreign country. And we work their way through that, and to see the look on a person's face when that issue gets resolved is really amazing. When we see someone who is living in a refrigerator box for 10 years and develops a terrible infection, and our mobile care team with a doctor and a resident and a social worker go and visit the person, get them into a hospital, get them healed, and ultimately get them into permanent housing. We just see the work of God in our midst. The MCU teams minister in fellowship to nearly 200 needy clients each week and directly serve, in other words, get IDs for paperwork done disability benefits and so on for around 30 clients each month. And at Dunbar, 17th and Dunbar, volunteers assist with a weekly dinner service for 52 residents. The Neighborhood Ministry financial contribution sustains the breakfast program at Dunbar, and we do special events. Thanksgiving, coming up October 9th. Please be welcome to join us. Christmas Eve, Easter, about 5 of these every year. The Neighborhood Ministry also helps Dunbar residents and others with taxes, with bus pass forms. We fund eyeglasses. Imagine, for those of us who wear these things, going around life without glasses. And when we bring someone to an eye doctor who has generously given of his time to provide medical exams for people with in need of eye care, and they get glasses, and they can say, I can see. You know, it is just, it's amazing. We have partnerships with UBC School of Social Work and the Medical School, with Kitts Community Center, with St. Mary's Carisdale, St. Augustine Marpole, and many others. And we've received wonderfully generous support from this parish, from our other parishes, from the Care and Share program of the diocese, from the Anglican Church women, and from individual contributions from folks like everyone here. So I think it is fair to say that in the last 10 years, we have come a long way from the time when our first publicity brochure invited interested parishioners to participate. It is indeed humbling to think about how far we've come from those first days when quite a few people wondered if we had all taken leave of our senses. What homeless? There aren't any homeless in West Point Gray. Oh, you mean those dirty guys on the street? You mean we have to deal with them? And in those early days of cold evenings and lonely Saturdays, we can be forgiven for wondering, what are we thinking? But with God's grace, we have persevered in carrying out this ministry. The personal connections among the four parishes have been wonderful, and within our own parish, we have been overwhelmed by the breadth of support. Many individual contributors, the boxes in the narthex, socks, and so on. The teams that pack the packets, the outdoor teams that go out in all kinds of weather. And so this morning, again, I extend the invitation to those who are already involved to stay involved, and an invitation to those who have not yet had the opportunity to join in this ministry to join us, for we have miles to go before we rest. Dependent always on God's grace, grateful for support from the parish and the community, and ever hopeful that through this ministry we are so thankful for the opportunity to transform ourselves as well as our neighbors and bring our community closer to the kingdom of God.